CBS.
KCHZSU.
WD8KLL. WADD.
Rick, I think that was you keying up, but you dropped out there.
KEALAX listening. NAWRO. What's up? Well, not much, Mr. Wally. I'm on the Kinect systems. How is this one sounding? I normally don't use this for analog. Little bit light on the audio compared to what usually sounds. Usually it sounds a little clearer, but this might have touched the field, so that could be part of the problem, too. All right, how about now? Is this better?
Yeah, that helps some.
All right, switched over to the Yaesu, the standard base, I guess, for now.
Yeah, just a little bit. Not enough, you know, playing about, but you could tell the difference. So, very good. What are you up on this breezy day? It is definitely chilly out there, and it is definitely breezy.
Well, I think I'm going to have to do one more go-around at the leaf with the leaves with the mulching tractor, but got to wait for them to come down. There's one tree left in the neighbors that just doesn't come down for another week totally, so that'll be it. But then I got to do the switch around with the snowblower and probably drain the gas out of the generator. I don't want to let that sit in the generator over winter. So stuff like that.
Yeah, well, it's more important that you get, it's more important you get the carburetor empty in the gas tank. You got to keep the fuel in there and just put a little bit of stable on top that basically puts a light coat of oil on it. But the carburetor is more important to get that completely dried out, because that's where all the gum and out. You see everybody out there trying to start their generators and power outages, and they're pulling their brains out because the jets got gummed up.
Yeah, I learned that lesson a while back with the snowblowers. When you decommission them for the season at the other end of the season, I actually run them, prop them up at an angle, and run them dry after putting stable in it, so the stable's running through it, but then the carburetor gets completely, totally empty. And ever since then, I haven't had a problem. But yeah, if you leave that gas just sitting in the carb like that, it just gums everything up. And we really don't use the snowblowers anywhere near as much as you use a lawnmower during the summertime, so it's just not used that much.
I'll tell you another trick that's worth its weight in gold is the rec fuel, and especially in the snowblower. A lot of our fuels nowadays have got ethanol in it, and a lot of ethanol that attracts water. So spend the extra $1.50 a gallon, especially for as much as you use it, and just buy rec gas. And that stuff's worth it, especially for anything that's in a water environment or snow environment. Old school gasoline without the ethanol in it, way to go.
Yeah, I think I was hearing Tom talk about that on QSO a while back, or not that long ago. I might have to give that a try. It depends on, I'm wondering what our season's going to be. I guess we never know until it happens. But, yeah, that first snow totally caught me off guard, like everybody, right? I didn't have anything switched over. So that'll be today. I already got the AC shut down and something put on top of that. I got the breakers pulled and twisted so that it can't go on accidentally. I don't know how that would happen, but just all the normal winterizing stuff. Getting that done today. Should finish it up. Got the hose put away and hose bib insulated with a little cover on it, stuff like that.
Yeah, just find yourself a place that sells free gasoline and get whatever you usually use, 2 gallons, 5 gallons, whatever. And if you don't use it, you can go ahead and just dump it in your lawnmower. Your lawnmower will be happy that you did it. That'll make it a lot nicer than the other, it'll work out well. So, oh, I know what I was going to say. Yeah, that first snow, yeah, I used my leaf blower. The first couple snows, before the stuff gets real heavy, a leaf blower does a nice job. I mean, it cleans it off really, really quick and everything else like that. I get a still, not a backpack one, just a regular still, a couple $100 one. And it does a pretty good job. You just got to pay attention which way the wind is blowing when you use it, or you get a face full.
Yeah, for those light snows, that is a good idea, because here in town where I'm at, you do have the public sidewalk out front, and yes, we're supposed to clean that off. It's part of the ordinances, and I've always done it for 38 years, 39 years now. But we also have mail at the front door in the porch, so the approach sidewalk coming right up to my front porch, I feel like I really need to get that clean. I don't want any of the mail carriers to slip and fall around that, so I do that at minimal, and then I try to get the driveway, because I don't want to go back and forth on it. Before you're doing it, you're turning it into ice after a period of time.
Yeah, I agree with all that. So, very good. All right. All was good. So we're got all sorts of little tasks we're gonna try to do today. I used the lawnmower to suck up the leaves, and I got maybe half of it done the other day, and we had to go. And I was hoping to get the other half done today, but I still might have enough ambition to do that. I haven't thrown in the towel yet, but maybe I'll throw on enough of clothes and some, what they call those red wing type boots, and go out there and finish it. And at least it always makes it easier in the spring if you get rid of the stuff now, you know, that WAB, just in case.
Yeah, I learned that lesson the hard way quite a few years ago, raking up piles of leaves, thinking I'm going to get to them and pick them up, but doing it too late in the season and the snow flies, and then you don't do it until the spring. You know, the grass is all dead below those piles by then. So, all right, sounds good, Wally. Let you go. Have a good day. NAWRO, after you, sir.
Last comment. What a football game. I wish I threw in the towel at the start of the fourth. I thought it was over. And then I guess I missed it. All the excitement. What a game. So I'm glad Michigan had to work to win a game. That makes me happy. And, you know, ultimately, of course, everybody's glad Michigan won. But it's, you know, it's nice to see that, you know, at least they had their hands full. And a lot of people enjoyed it. Even people that weren't football fans enjoyed it. So take care, sir. Have a good day.
Yeah, I forgot to comment on that. I wanted to mention, I'm glad they won, but they played terrible. So, but end of the game, they got that kick. It was amazing. But all right, sounds good, Willie. We'll talk later. NAWRO, clear.
KFABOT for Radio Tech.
KFABOT, this is KFADPZ. I read you 5x9 off the Mount Clemens repeater.
Great copy and great to hear. Just finishing up a install on a mobile for my Golf Foxtrot. And wanted to make sure I had it wired up right. I appreciate it. This is KF8BOT.
Alright, copy that anytime. You're welcome. Glad to hear it's working and sounding good. Everybody should be happy with it when you're done.
Oh, they better be. You have a great afternoon. KF8BOT, I'll be 73.
All right, copy that. Good afternoon to you, too. KF8DBZ, clear.
W8FU, Cape Pier.
Testing.
Check.
W8BPD. W8BD. WDAKLL-AF8DIC.
WDAKLL-AF8DIC.
KF8DRC, KE40IQ. Negative contact, KF8DRC, KE4ZYQ, clear.
So this is HDI Mobile.